Blog Talk Radio.
Open mic around the world, our celebration and remembrance of Memorial Day, all those who sacrificed, who gave their lives for the freedom of this country so that we can get up there and sound off about our rights and, you know, be vigilant. So people should be grateful that they have rights, you know, that they have what they need. So many of us don't, and don't have rights.
That's right.
You know, and that's really a shame, because the money is there for those rights. So we who are disabled have to fight for the simplest things.
Oh, yeah.
And don't forget all the Americans, millions of us,
mm-hmm.
who served this country and don't even have the right to a day in court when denied a service dog.
That's true.
I mean, that is horrible. You know, the government should immediately, the politicians should immediately get together over Memorial Weekend and declare that a crime.
Yeah.
You know? That a person should be allowed to have a dispute with an agency and still get a guide dog. A person should be allowed the option of training a dog on their own and getting the help. You know,
yeah.
The millions of Americans. And how about all the Americans who serve this country and have to go into a hospital or a nursing home?
Yeah,
and can't even have their aid with them.
That's right.
Look at the problem that causes.
Double dipping my ass. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but that's the truth.
Nah, just an excuse. There's no such thing as double
dipping. No. I'm saying double dipping my ass, and that's the truth, meaning the statement I just said.
Yeah.
You know?
If they say that, it's just an excuse not to give us what is rightfully ours. You know. By the way, this show dedicated to the honor of Joe Arion, and once again, we can't thank Beccaro's enough for you know, they celebrated Memorial Tuesday night by making it known. That millions of us don't have rights. They stepped up and did it. Why don't all the agencies do that? I'd like to see all the other businesses do that. You know, come forward. You know, if you don't know exactly what we're talking about, call in a site. We'll tell you. 631-224-3090 if you want to call our in a site number. We'll explain it to you. Millions of people don't have rights.
Mm-hmm.
There's no enforcement of the Americans with Disability Act.
The
law is not enforceable. The law is not strong enough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And many people who are victims of that are people who served this country. So we need to change all that. And that's exactly what Joe's dream was, Joe Arion, who passed away January 1st. And we are determined to keep that dream alive and go forward with Inner Sight. So, yes, salute all the soldiers, the military, living and dead, you know. And remember that they stood for something. They sacrificed. You know, isn't it ironic that the very people, millions of the very people that sacrificed to make sure that the agencies for the disabled have rights, they have rights, don't have them.
Right.
The people that are denied help and services. Many do not have rights, but they made sure that the agencies had rights. They wouldn't want to be without rights.
Right.
Any given situation. So that very fact alone should cause them to step up and do something about it. You know. All right, Inner Sight, we celebrate Memorial Day. If you want to call in here, if you have any memorial stories, we'd love to hear them. 213-816-1650. And all our California listeners, get down to San Diego, or if you're in San Diego. G. Brian Benson will be at his book signing. What is it? La Jolla, California.
Loya.
Sandy.
La Jolla.
La Jolla?
La Jolla, yes.
La Jolla, the San Diego area, 7:30 at the Warwick Bookstore.
That's
Brian's
right.
A good friend. He's trying to help us.
Yes.
And if you buy his book,
I have the actual link.
Yeah, wait a minute. Hold it a minute. If you buy his book online, he will donate $4 out of every book that we sell. Now you got the link. What's the link?
Yes, I do. It's PayPal.me, okay, / G. Brian Benson. That's G as in George, then Brian, then Benson. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Let's do it again. PayPal.
Yeah.
What is it?
Dot me, as in
dot me.
And then M-E, like, you know, the word me. And then you have G, then you have a forward slash, like we've talked about in the past. You know how, like, we talk about, you know, Facebook and our forward slash?
Well, I guess people know what that is if they use the Facebook.
Yeah,
I would assume that they know what that is.
Yeah, yeah. It's the same thing in PayPal. Now we have the forward slash again, after the me, and then after that, we have G as in George, Brian, how you spell the way you spell Brian, right after that, it's all together, this G. Brian Benson, G. Brian, and then Benson, Benson, and it goes straight to it.
All right, we'll remind you during the show if you want to.
I'll say it again.
Buy that book and help Inner Sight.
I'll give the name of the book. Give me a second. Let me go.
We'll get a $4 donation out of every book. Yeah, the name, it's something about 67 ways for happiness or whatever.
No, it ain't that. Hold on, let me get
it. That's what he said. Something about happiness.
Oh, we didn't say 67.
In other words, wait a minute, Ralph. I got that's the solution. You need 67 girlfriends. Get out. All right.
Wait till he hears
what's the
this.
Title of the book? You have the title?
Yeah, I'm going to it. Give me a second.
All right.
Now you're
we'll
making
get
me
the
laugh
title
too much.
You.
I can't even type the stupid
But that's
thing
the that's the website, the link where you go, the PayPal.
Yeah, I'm going now. Okay. Darn it. You know what? It just has the PayPal link. It doesn't tell you what the name of the book is. Let me go back to his website.
Do the PayPal again.
You want me to do the PayPal again?
Yeah, one more time.
Okay. PayPal.me/ G. Brian Benson.
All right. PayPal.me/ G.
Brian
Benson.
That's correct.
For the book and help Inner Sight.
Yep.
And
right.
If you want to know what the book's about, go to his website.
That's right.
You know, and you'll see all the info on it.
Yeah.
And I believe that
it.
The link
it's
should
the
be on
book.
That website.
Yeah. It should. No, it's a different link, Frank.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight around
links.
The world.
This one's set up spatially for us, he said. Sorry.
Yeah. Brought to you by Biggies, thekeytorescue.org. Tom's River, New Jersey. Check them out. Adopt an Akita. 609-388-7004, the Big East Akita Rescue. And let's see, Nobody Starves on Long Island, my buddy Gary. 631-484-3085. Gary's got a benefit coming up next month, and we will get the info on that.
Oh, cool.
Pass it along to you.
Yeah.
All right, what else
we
got?
Oh, here it is.
We got, what?
I got the name of the book.
Oh, the name of the book. All right, Brian's book.
Habits for Success.
Well, that's what I said, habits.
Good
habits.
Well, no,
habits
for success.
For success.
That's
right. Where did I get the number 67?
No, I think that was the, what do you call, the guy who gave him, I don't know what he said exactly, but he was like a person that gave him, it actually says he's over at that other, in Southern California. He's there now. He's reading, too. Oh, wow, cool. Off of his website. Oh, that's cool. Stephen.
No, he's not over there yet. It's too early in California.
No, I know.
He'll be there 7:30 California time.
Okay. So it is early. All right. No, but
7:30.
Stephen.
In La Jolla.
Covey, I think. Hold on. I want to look for this. Hold on. Give me a second. He has a lot of endorsements here. And one of them from a really prestigious, I would say, what do they call that? Motivational person and organizing and habits and all of that. So this person really, it's by Covey, I think.
Habits
by
for
Covey.
Success.
Yeah, Habits for
That's
Success,
the book?
I think. Yeah, I'm looking at that.
Right. Check it out.
I want to click here to view my full calendar. Okay, I'm going to look at that and see if it is exactly that.
All right, let me finish my commercial. You look at that quiet. Let me finish my commercial. All the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. And I heard an item on the Reuters Press that children are going to be striking in school tomorrow, I believe.
Why?
Because they're very upset over that not enough attention is being paid to keeping the earth clean and good.
Uh-huh.
So got to give the kids credit for that. All right? So watch out for all the beautiful children. Corey Foster, Avanti Oquendo, two youngsters who didn't have a chance, lost their lives because the system needs to be fixed.
Right.
System is broken. Fix it.
It sure is.
Agencies and government, fix it.
That's right.
All right. Round the world.
I got all the information about the book.
Oh, wait a minute.
You ready?
Hold it. Around the world, Inner Sight and Touro Law Center, if you need a lawyer, 631-761-7000. Good friends over there. Kennedy Realty is another good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And I hope he's feeling better.
I hope so, too.
631-888-1186. If you need information about buying a house, sell a house, get some good advice. Around the world, Mr. Kennedy, and Good Mojo Printers, yeah. You need printing. Good Mojo, 666-1010 at the 631 area. So check them out. SuttonInsurance.com. Some more good people. My buddy Sal with the Sunset Restaurant in Islip. And don't forget about our new sponsor, Beccaro's.
Oh, yeah.
Italian Tavern, Massapequa Park, New York, 1020 Park Boulevard. Great Italian food. You can make a reservation, or you can just pop in there. You know, Tom and Joe are the owners, and once again, we thank them for opening their doors to celebrate Joe Arion's birthday. The phone number over there, 516-798-7000. 1555. It's a 516-798-1555. Baccaro's, one of my favorite appetizers over there, is the eggplant on the garlic bread.
I love that too. That was
all
so
right.
Cool. I really liked that one.
Yeah.
That was really good.
All right. Now you found, what did you find? Brian's book?
Yeah. You want me to read the whole thing?
Not the whole book. No, I want you to read.
No.
What?
I can't do
well,
that.
You just said you want me to read the whole thing.
No, I meant the how he has it set up on his website. It says Warwick's Books, La Jolla, G. Brian Benson, award-winning author. And then he wrote TEDx, and then comma, author, comma, coach, common, four times Ironman. I'm amazed at that, by the way. That's
four
like
times
really
what?
Healthy. Ironman.
Ironman?
Yeah. That's like
what?
Like he does the bicycle things, and then he swims, and then he runs or something. He's four times
he
did that.
So he's an athlete.
Yeah, big time. This,
right.
His new book, Habits for Success, Inspired Ideas to Help You Soar. Okay? I have the address, and I have the phone number of Warwick's, and I have the website. Would you like me to...
Yeah, all right,
okay.
Go ahead, may as well.
All right, so the address is 7812, that's the number, and I don't know how to pronounce this street name, Girard, I guess, G-I-R-A-R-D, Girard, is that right?
Could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, I guess. All right, Avenue, La Jolla, California, and it's 92037, okay? And then you have a phone number of the Warwick's bookstore in case you get lost, and that is 858, and then it's 454, and then it's 0347, and don't forget to mention InnerSight. That's what we're saying now. And it's warwicks.com.
Well, I don't know if InnerSight has anything to do with the bookstore.
No, but if Brian's there,
but
say we mentioned it on our radio show, okay?
Oh, on the show, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you go there, it's 7:30 tonight, California time.
Right.
So go over and say hello to Brian.
And it ends at 9. That's what it says.
If you're listening and you want to mention that you heard it on the show.
Yeah.
InnerSight. All right. Let's see. Open mic around the world. We got any phone calls?
No. Not
yet. Memorial.
Let me take another look.
Our Memorial open mic.
Yes.
And my Uncle Ralph, was a brave, brave guy, and he served in World War II.
Oh, wow.
I forget his rank. I think he was a private first class.
Oh, really?
But he was a machine gunner.
Wow.
Very dangerous job,
by the way. It is a dangerous job.
And he used to tell us stories
when
we were kids growing up in Brooklyn. Mm-hmm. We used to go over to Grandpa.
Yeah.
And he would have all the Army stuff out. You know, the hats and the medals and... I said to him, I said, Uncle Ralph, I said, where's your gun? Oh, they wouldn't let me have it.
Really?
I think he had empty casings from the machine gun.
Really?
He had the pot. Now, for those of you who don't know, that's what they called it, the helmet. You know that?
Yeah. That's what
that
they called
pot.
For a helmet?
Yeah.
Really?
The pot where the inside comes out, the canvas strapping and all that.
Right.
And that pot saves your life.
Oh, yeah, because it's hard as a rock.
You can eat out of there, you drink, you get water, you get washed, you know, when you're out in combat in the field, you know.
Wow.
and you do everything.
I had an uncle who was, well, actually, he's a great uncle. Okay. He was in World War II. I had a cousin who just passed away from pancreatic cancer. Remember I told you I had to go to, Jersey for his funeral. My mom doesn't know about it. We're not going to tell her either because she is, beginning stages of dementia. She was very close with that cousin, and I am not going to tell her, that he succumbed. If I tell her, it will be worse for her. So I'm not going to tell her that. She asks me, he's doing the same, like that. That's all I'm going to say. What am I going to say to her? Oh, he passed? If I do that, she'll just, crumble. I know her.
I don't know, but let me finish my Uncle Rob's story.
Oh, okay.
So he was telling us he's over there in Italy.
A lot of
fighting over there. This one day, they had to, they were by the river.
Yeah.
And I guess they had to abandon their position.
Oh.
And he had to jump in the water with the machine gun.
Oh, my.
Yeah, he said he almost drowned, And,
well, with all that weight, yeah.
But he made it.
I could see that. Wow.
So I think they gave him a medal for that.
Really?
And we used to play with his medals and his hats. And
that's cool.
He had the shirts and everything,
Yeah.
So that's a memorial story, and
I have a memorial story.
We had another guy on the show a while back, a sergeant.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Alfred. Gosh.
Yeah.
My buddy Alfred. I hope he's all right.
Oh yeah.
And he's over 90 years old.
I know.
Over 90 years old, and he was in World War II.
Yeah.
And he told us.
Some stories, all right.
about the Germans and all. He was in France. Yeah. Serving in France. So we remember a lot of these people and a lot of them who didn't come back, Now, well, what's your story?
Okay. My cousin who was in, World War. What am I saying? My cousin was in Vietnam. Oh, my God. He had 3 days of hell. All of his buddies all around him were, being shot down. But him and another person were just shooting. And the whole Viet Cong thought there was a whole platoon down there. Meanwhile, the two of them were the only ones survived. And they said, we had no food. We just kept, whatever we found, after the person, who we shot came falling into the ditch. We looked at their persons. We took whatever they had because we had to eat, not because we wanted to, but that's what we did. That's how we survived.
Yeah, so he survived.
Yeah.
Out of how many were killed,
Oh my God, a whole platoon. Whole platoon.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
He said when he went in, they gave him a gun. That was his training. That was it. Isn't that pathetic?
Yeah. Another friend of mine was a medic in Vietnam.
Yeah.
And, we were talking one day, and he remembered all the horrors of that and how he had to try. He saved many lives,
I said to him, and they would aim for people. You know that? They aim for the medics.
I said to him, well, what's the most memorable experience? And he said to me, all I remember is running like hell.
Yeah. They would shoot at you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
So, people who served this country, whether you agree or not, Yeah. War is a horrible, horrible thing. Shouldn't be, of course, but people get greedy and whatever it is, and a lot of people like war.
Oh God, it's sad.
Because it brings
like
them business. See?
Yeah, I
brings
hate
them
war.
Business.
I don't
I
like
mean, think,
war. I don't like all of that. I mean, I think it's all,
the
hard
bullet makers,
on families. Yeah.
Yeah. The bullet makers love it. The gun makers love it.
Yeah.
The people who build
everybody
the,
who's in that industry.
Missiles.
Yeah.
They all love it.
Even
the
all the defense. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the defense like it too.
So hopefully we can avoid war.
Yeah.
You never know in this world what's going to happen next.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, memorial. We celebrate, we honor. Give us a phone call, 213-816-1650. And don't forget, we're on television Tuesday night at 8, Channel 20. That's all over Long Island. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. Wednesday night at 11. So check that out and get more Inner Sight because we all need it.
Yeah.
All right. So who we got on the line?
Hold on. Let me check. There was what's her name? let me think a second. She's listening.
All right.
Marlene.
Yeah. Now we have a petition. And we have a reminder up on the Facebook for people. I hope it's still up there. To sign the petition for Memorial Day. Because there's so many people who served this country. I had a guy on my crew, my television show, who was an ex-Vietnam vet. And they gave him such a hell of a hard time at the local guide dog school here in Long Island. They gave him a dog, and then they took it away, and they wouldn't help him, And he got so disgusted, he didn't want a dog anymore.
Yeah.
So we've got to license these schools, and that's one of the things that we're moving forward on. I want to thank Senator Boyle for his interest. I hope that it manifests into reality and we get a bill drafted. I want to thank Olga Murray, who is a local politician here in Islip, New York, for getting involved and wanting, the schools to be licensed and give people rights. It's going to make a big difference. Because she's a very influential person. So we've got some people, and also I want to thank Roland, all these people who are now coming forward, and we'll see if we get that bill. It'll be a big thing. It'll be the first time in history that they will move on to create rights for people who have to deal with service dog school.
Yeah.
So sign the petition. Yeah. Change.org. Why don't we get a... Can you click it on?
The petition?
See if we can get a reading.
Okay, let me check. I hope it's not the same. I would be very upset if it's the same.
Well, let's see what it is. And,
we got to really... call them then, somehow.
Well, it's not them. People have to sign it.
Not only that, I want to know if the stupid thing is working.
Mary said it works.
I'll create a new one.
She checked
what?
It out. She signed it and she said it worked.
Yeah, I know.
So.
All right, my petition.
Let's see if we can get a tally.
Yeah. Well,
on the petition. We've come a long way with it.
Let me get to it. Yeah, we have.
From when we started,
Oh, remember? It was like 254 when we started. That's all it was.
And it's a long, drawn-out thing. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it went
because it's
still 76,042. Let me just click on it again. I want to make sure. You know, I'm like, what the hell does this thing need? Really?
All right, 76,042 is not a bad number.
Yeah, I know.
But we want even more.
Exactly.
We need more. I'll be going out tomorrow to try and get some signatures. And
There's another person signed. You know a Mary Snook?
No.
Okay, that person signed.
So then it's 43.
Wait a minute. No.
What do you mean no? You just told me it was 76,042.
Hold on, I'll let you know.
So then why isn't it?
76,042.
Oh, wait a minute. You're not making any sense. If somebody signed it and it was 42.
That means somebody unsigned what they had. Mary's still on there, and somebody else who was on there unsigned. Remember? They have that ability to.
Yeah, but it should be a couple more names on there.
I know. Oh, man.
I don't know. I'll have to double check that because it doesn't sound right. All right. In any event, sign the petition.
Yep.
Click it on and help us get these agencies licensed because a lot of people need help who can't get it because of the situation the way it is now. All right, open mic, inner sight, honoring all the people who serve around the world and who have served, and especially those who have perished for our rights and our freedom. I mean, how can you put a price on that, you know? To honor those people who stood up and sacrificed. The supreme sacrifice. So anyone out there who would like to acknowledge any of your family or friends or anyone, give us a phone call. 213-816-1650. And we'd love to hear your memorial story about anyone that you know or any relatives. My brother served in the Army.
Yeah.
He's a veteran of the Vietnam era. So, you know, many of us who are disabled cannot serve the way we'd like to. So, Inner Sight has come up with another way of serving is to get the government to help change the system along with the agencies and unburden the taxpayers. Now, that would be a way to serve the country.
It would.
You know?
Wouldn't it?
Not in the military, but in a more secular way. Unburden the taxpayers who have to, pay all that money in taxes and come to find out that people can't get help. So we, the disabled, can serve in that way by helping the agencies to raise the money and get the government to put up the other half.
Right.
And serve our country in that way. That would be a new way. You know, if Congress wanted to declare something for the disabled and how we could serve our country, there's a good way to do it.
Yeah.
All right. Come to find out that I don't know if it's serious or not, but I'm going to find out. But I'm going to mention it. Our good friend Olga Murray who I believe is a Republican.
Yeah, she is.
Not that it matters. Was making a joke at the party that when Congressman King is no longer serving, that she wants to run for Congress.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Now, if we can get somebody like Olga Murray, who believes in inner sight,
yes,
to
oh my
be
God.
Elected a congresswoman,
yes,
we would have a chance to really change this system, because I believe she would introduce it. You know?
Yeah.
So you never know, folks, what's going to happen next. And I didn't even know that she was thinking like that.
Yeah.
You know?
She joked, actually? She was going to do it?
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I'd love to see her do it.
I would love her to. I would.
I think she'd
make a
great congresswoman.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd support her. I'd even actually talk on her behalf.
And Inner Sight would certainly support her.
Yeah.
You know. All right, so sign that petition. You know, give us rights and bring that number up. I'd like to get 100,000 names. We're not that far off. You know, 76,000. Not that far off from 100,000. That's our next goal, 100,000 names. Inner Sight around the world. Tomorrow night is the Follies here on Inner Sight. We'll have Louis the Lip coming down. We'll have a poem from Gabriel, you know, called Stay Out of My Way. You know.
Yeah.
That should be weird and
interesting.
Funny, you know. And we'll have all kinds of stories and you know, anything that comes up, funny stuff, tomorrow night. Monday we'll be off the air. We're going to take the day off.
Yes, we are.
All right. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. That's the saying that Joe came up with.
Oh,
it
yeah.
certainly is true. You know, that freedom that we all cherish and take for granted. Keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
You can never have enough freedom.
Nope. We don't have enough.
No, we don't. But those who do,
yeah,
you know, they never have enough freedom. You know that.
No. Mm-mm.
You know how Americans are gung-ho on freedom.
Oh, yeah.
That's for sure. All right, and we hope
that's
that China and the U.S. get together on this trade business. It keeps going back and forth.
God.
I mean, stop being children, you know, and don't be so greedy.
That's true.
People are so damn greedy. Even
though that they are. Yes, they are.
That's what it is. It's all about greed.
Yeah.
You know?
That it is.
And we urge everyone involved in that to have more of a loving, good spirit.
Yeah.
You know? And get this thing resolved. And beware for those... I heard an item on the Reuters. By the end of June, they're supposed to have the 737 planes flying again. Well, I don't know if I trust those planes.
I don't know if I trust them either at this point. I don't feel comfortable.
I don't fly anyway.
Do you know what I'd rather be on? Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead. Finish.
I would rather be on the DC-10s. Or the DC, the smaller planes at that point.
Yeah, but you know what bothers me now? If they've built new planes, have they made them accessible?
I don't know.
For people in wheelchairs?
Don't think so.
See? There it is again. They built these new planes, you know, in lieu of the couple of those Boeings that crashed,
mm-hmm.
you know, and now they've built new ones. Now, where is the, as much as I don't, I'm not going to praise the ADA, doesn't it say that if you build new, you have to make it accessible?
Yeah.
Well, where is that?
But.
How come it doesn't apply to the aircraft?
Yeah.
There's the proof that the ADA is no damn good.
Yeah. It's true.
It's no good. It doesn't mean a damn thing to us.
Yeah.
There's no enforcement. Why didn't the federal government say, hey, you got to build a new plane? You got to make it so a disabled person can get in the bathroom. No more of this old-fashioned crap. You're going to take away their wheelchair.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know, but I don't think they did it.
No.
Yeah. And you know what? We ought to, when they launch these new planes, we ought to call a news conference. Damn right.
Yeah.
I will call the Associated Press and tell them, why did they make these planes with people who can't get on with wheelchairs?
That's right.
Yeah. Somebody's got to do it. You don't think the agencies for the disabled are going to do it, do you?
And I could easily say, I'm going to buy a ticket to go to my aunt, which I want to, but there's only one problem. I'm sick and tired of going on a plane that's inaccessible.
Well, buy the ticket and we'll do the news conference.
There you go.
That'd be even better if you buy the ticket.
Yeah.
Maybe Inner Sight will help pay for the ticket, too.
Okay. That'll work.
That would be even better.
Yeah. This way.
Let's plan on that.
Yeah, we should.
Let's plan on that, because we got to get the message out there. You made this new plane. Where the hell is the accessibility? Where's the ADA?
Yeah. For any of the planes, for that matter. Any of the planes. Well, any of the planes that are at least registered in the United States of America should have accessibility, period.
Yeah, well here they're building new planes.
Right. Boeing,
you know, even the ADA doesn't even apply, as far as I know. What good is it? Get rid of it. Do what Joe Arion.
I like the way you said, get rid of it.
Do what Joe Arion said to do. Put us under the same law. Then they'd have to make it so the person could take a damn piss. Excuse me.
That's the truth.
I mean,
you know what
so
made me
stupid.
Just laugh the way you said that?
Ridiculous. It's
damn,
so damn ridiculous that
it is.
A person who is disabled can't go to the bathroom. That's a damn disgrace.
You got to put a freaking catheter on when you go.
Disgrace to this country and to the flag. And it's a disgrace to the politicians that let it happen.
Yeah.
If that's
so
the case, I think we ought to blast the hell out of it.
You know what we really ought to do? We ought to go through with a fine-tooth comb the lack of things that are with the ADA. We ought to do it. We really ought to do it.
Well,
because
if we're going to concentrate on the one thing, you know, you got to...
Mm-hmm.
Stay focused for
the
news media. I think we ought to try to have the news conference outside Kennedy Airport.
Oh, I think you're right. I don't have a problem with that.
I'll talk to Olga and see if we need a permit and all that. And,
I think you're right. I'll do it.
But that is horrendous. I heard that
on the airplane I want to travel with, and we'll see.
Yeah.
You know, they usually have smaller airplanes that go south. But that don't matter. All airplanes should have it.
Yeah. I heard it on the Reuters that they're going to release the new planes. 7:37. All right, in a sight around the world. 213-816-1650. Don't forget the 7:30. La Jolla, California, San Diego, Warwick Bookstore. My buddy G. Brian Benson will be talking and about his new book, Habits to Success, and signing your copy if you buy one. All right, so go on over there and hope he sells about 500 to 1,000 books at least.
I hope so.
Yeah. All right, mm-hmm. let's give that link again, because if you go to Brian's website.
Yeah, no. You could go to the website and you could see what the book's about. Okay, but don't buy it off the website, because it goes straight to the publisher. If you want to buy it and donate
to
the site.
So we have a link.
Right, we have a link that we're going to give you right now, okay? And what you do is you click on, you put that in the bar of your browser, or you can actually, if you have voice, you could, talk it out. All right, here's the link.
Put it in the bar, but don't get drunk with it.
There you go. All right, here we go.
Maybe we'll sell more books.
There you go. Maybe they'll accidentally press a few times. No. And then click.
All right.
Pay.
PayPal.
Right, here we go. PayPal.me/G. Brian Benson. That's G as in George, then Brian, and then Benson.
Yeah. PayPal.
Yeah.
.me.
Yeah.
/ G. Brian Benson.
Correct.
We got to.
And the / is like you're taking. I would have to describe it. If you are visually impaired, you have the first, the second, the third dot. All right, and connecting it with the fourth dot. So from the third dot to the fourth dot, draw a line, and that's a /
We got to mention that every night.
Yeah, we do.
And find other ways to promote it.
Yeah, and I just want to let you know, that's what a / looks like, Frank.
From the third braille dot
to the fourth braille dot, you connect the line from the bottom to the top.
I have an open mic. How many people in nursing homes who have served this country? Now, there's got to be
a lot.
Thousands who have served this country who are not getting good food.
Oh, my God.
The food in the nursing homes are horrible.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely
Marlene might want to chime in on that.
Let me
see if she's still on.
And that's why a lot of people won't eat.
Yeah, it's true.
Or eat less.
Yeah, it's horrible.
The government should immediately do something about that. And the agencies should do something about that. The agencies should put up money to help people eat better in these nursing homes. And also, I want to put out an appeal. If you're in the Marlboro, Massachusetts area, we need a volunteer to help one of the nursing home residents who would like to get better food. We need somebody to go to the store for.
Yeah.
And InnerSight is going to try to contribute toward that food. But we need a volunteer who's willing to go to the store and get her the food.
That's right.
So if you can do that, you're in the Marlboro area in Massachusetts, give us a call. Call the InnerSight number, 631-224-3090, and help a resident in the nursing home who we believe is malnourished because the food is horrible.
It is horrible. We know she's malnourished.
Yeah. So we're trying to do something about that, and we urge every agency in that area to do something about that. Help us find a volunteer. I'm going to call one of the local newspapers and see if I can't get them to put an ad in Marlboro, Mass.
Yeah.
We got to fatten up Marlene.
She might look.
And the only way to do that is to get her food that she likes, that she'll eat.
That's true. That's true.
All right. And that's appetizing.
I offered Marlene one thing, and I hope she takes me up on the offer. If she has, like, a debit or credit card or, like, an online type of card that she could put a certain amount of money, like $35 she has, and I could put it online on Amazon, and I could find her, different food that she wants, and it'll send her prepackaged meals. You know, I could do that, or I could do something called Magic Kitchen. I could look for things, you know, for her.
Well, Amazon may be too expensive. If we can get somebody to go to the market, they make.
Well, Magic Kitchen's not bad either. They
fresh
make
meals
some,
over there.
Well, Magic Kitchen's not bad. They deliver meals prepackaged. I used to eat it. It wasn't bad at all. It has organic.
All right. It's, it's got to be worked out somehow, but we'll see what we can do to, you know, get some good food for her. Because
these meals that I know from Magic Kitchen, they have all different types of complete meals, and they have it where it's for a therapeutic diet or not for a therapeutic diet, whatever, you know, she probably needs now. Something where she's going to build herself up, you know?
She needs to eat.
Yeah. Yeah. So
all right, Inner Sight around the world, 213-816-1650, our Memorial Day or Memorial Night a dedication, the open mic. So anybody out there with stories from the military, or if you're in the military.
Yeah, right now.
Give us a call.
We'll talk with you. Yeah.
You know. All right. And let us know. My grandson is in the Navy, Washington State. So Scotty is an engineer who's the guy who checks out the planes before they go up.
Oh, boy. That's
very
a responsibility.
Responsible job.
Yeah.
You know?
I would say.
And he's a great, great kid. And I told him, I said, you ought to stay in there and go for lieutenant. So, I don't know. He may be working his way up to that.
Yeah.
Smart kid.
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. And have a safe Memorial Day. You know, it's the other thing.
Yes.
You see, this should have been done by Memorial Day.
Yeah.
With some miracle, would they do it by Labor Day? Every traffic light in this country should be accessible.
That's right.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Forget about the stupid rules. Does a blind person live in the area? I don't give a damn about it. Get rid of that stupid crap. Put the light up. You know, there's no enforcement, but I'll tell you something. There's plenty of ways for embarrassment.
Yeah, there certainly is.
And that's what
we intend to do. That's right.
You know, one of the biggest travel accident vehicle days is Memorial.
Yeah.
And Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
So
Labor Day,
why
sure.
aren't those lights up there?
Well,
for added safety.
In my neighborhood, there's only one.
Well, you're lucky you got one. I don't have any.
You know who got fought for me for that? Wasn't me. I tried. They didn't even look at me. You know who fought for me for that? The commission. My one light.
Well, let me tell you something. Big deal. Why didn't they finish the job? Why didn't
exactly.
they do the whole damn town?
Why didn't they do the whole damn country?
Well, they're only responsible. The commission is only responsible for New York State, but they could have
gone further.
They could have gotten together with us and done a lot more.
I know.
But you see, it shows you that they can do it if they want to. So what the hell do they want? They do it. One light, big deal.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, you know, why didn't they finish the job? See, that's what happens because there's no enforcement. You know, what were they going to do to the people if they didn't put the light up?
I don't know.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing. So there you have another horror, folks. And many of people who serve this country have to cross the street who can't read the light. Think about that one. Another way that we're violated. All right, Inner Sight, tomorrow night's the funnies. And then we won't be back on the air until next Tuesday, which will be the regular open mic.
That's right.
All right, so don't forget to sign our petition. Change.org, and don't forget Brian's book signing, La Jolla, California, San Diego, Warwick Bookstore. Go down there and buy the book, Habits to Success, you know, Good Things to Know.
Yeah.
I like the cover
title
that he talked about last night.
Let me see
the light.
See it.
The light bulb.
Hold on. Yeah, he does have it on there. Hang on.
All right.
Just make sure.
Inner Sight. And celebrating and saluting the flag and honoring all those who have served, who are serving. When you salute that flag, when you go to the parade, you know, when you stand up, when you go to the cemetery.
Yeah.
To honor those who have been put there because of our freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget that millions have yet to have their freedom.
Yeah.
Be grateful that you got yours. Because
right,
believe me, you wouldn't want to be without it.
Yeah.
Take it from people who know.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
We know.
We know
oh,
it
wow.
because we live it.
Yeah.
So that's the way to celebrate Memorial. Be grateful. Do something you don't have to spend any money for. Sign the petition. You know? Urge these politicians to give millions of people rights by licensing the schools that we have to deal with all over this nation.
Yeah.
You know. All right. I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer.
You know that light that he was talking about on his book? It's really
the
cool.
Bulb, yeah.
Yeah. It has all these inside of it. It has all these inspirational little thingies in it. And it's really cool. I like it.
All right. we thank Beccaro's again. Italian Tavern, don't forget 7:30 California time. G. Brian Benson Warwick Bookstore, La Jolla, California. Come on out and support them and tell them you heard about it here on Inner Sight. That'd be cool.
No.
You'd love that. All right.
Yeah,
see
right.
you tomorrow night with the funnies. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.